Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As we welcome you back here to Charlotte, the ACC kickoff, part of the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour, presented by Duffy Sports Grill. And Joe and Dave, I have a special guest in front of me here
who could that be?
Back from Vegas, Joe. A little summer league scouting action. John Crotty is here with us.
All right, you're talking about TV analyst for the Miami Heat, John Crotty.
That's right.
John, how you doing, buddy?
Joe, I miss you, man. I said, where is he? He's, I mean, back. You got your feet up on in the couch at home right now.
Honestly, man? I got my 90-year-old dad back here for the first time. I got him back here for me for a little while, and spending some time there. Enjoy. But yeah, I just can't, and you know, I can't stay out late anymore. I have a few beers and I go to bed early.
Yeah, hey, you were nodding off in your suit. No,
walking from South Beach. Don't believe that.
Yeah. Hey, so I got to tell you, man, I started the show this morning. I go, okay, I'm guilty. I watched a little bit of that Summer League Championship game last night.
There you go.
I know they can't. So I came in. I go, I got good news and bad news. Obviously, outside of being a first or second round pick, because they both look really good. They've got some good-looking players, but John, we got most of those positions taken. How's this going to work? Head to our G League team, or what are you thinking?
I mean, look, I think, first of all, just the needs that I think the team addressed were great. The first-round pick, Khalil Ware, is a bouncy, long, athletic guy, and we were at times undersized, and this guy gives you a huge size and great athleticism to support Bam, and he's made a huge impact out there. He can get better.
Can he play
the Heat's development program?
Can you? Day one, can he come in and get 20 minutes?
I don't know about that. I think he'll have to work into that role, and the reason why I say that is you tend to want to have a shooter with Bam, who can spread the floor all the way out to three, even though Bam can make threes, and Ware shown that he has that range, but I don't know if he's consistent enough to do that. But he's a guy that I think you throw in there. I was telling Hollywood here, he's a guy you throw a lob, anything around the rim, and he goes and gets it and slams it home. He's making a lot of athletic plays. He's a shot blocking threat. We've been one of the lowest shot blocking teams in the entire association, despite being so good defensively. What if you inject a guy like that in there? So I think down the road, even this year, I think he absolutely could be impactful.
Hey, John, that summer league ring must be coming to you pretty soon, right? You got the championship.
It's smaller. It's a smaller, one, but it, but it's still.
Yeah. Would you know?
I'll take it.
Me too.
Hey, who's the player across the league everybody was talking about at summer league? Who elevated their name the most on any team?
You know what? That's a great question. This summer league, to me, there wasn't the big, Victor Wembanyama type name. It was a lot of different guys stepping up. I think everyone was really impressed with the Heat's overall depth, meaning the amount of guys that were impactful, not just Ware, but also Larson. What Josh Christopher's done, again, not from a draft pick perspective, but just these are some guys. He was a first round draft pick, and he's kind of playing his way back into the league. This guy, Keshad Johnson, what he's been able to do with Miami. So I think people have been very impressed with what Miami's been able to do with also signing some of the two-way guys that they've signed. So, that really is what stood out to me.
All right, John, so I got to get down to the dirty, dirty world of talk radio. People pissed in the Eastern Conference that we haven't made. We've seen everybody make or try to make a splash and seen Paul George go to Philadelphia. You know the deal. On everybody, the Knicks have tried to be aggressive and putting the whole Villanova team back together. I'm just curious, what's your thoughts on bringing – it sounds like, and they pretty much said it, hey, we added Rozier. That's kind of our free agent guy. We want to get everybody healthy, play more games, and we like our chances. What do you say to people that are going, yeah, I don't know if that's enough?
Well, I like what I still call him Coach Pat Riley said with just health, right? I mean, if guys can come back in and play more games, we win one more game last year, Joe, in the regular season, and we're put into a level where we could have got to the next round, and it's one game. People say, oh, the regular season doesn't matter. You win two or three games, you have a healthier Jimmy Butler, you have a healthier Tyler Hero, all of a sudden you're in the sixth seed and you get a much better draw. You're not facing the Celtics in the first round, and you get a little bit of momentum and amazing things can happen. You got to give the Heat management and ownership so much credit for the consistency, the decision-making to be competitive, go to the finals in two of the last 4 years, another kind of conference final in there too. So much development with the team. It's really tough right now with what's going on with the salary cap and the tax aprons and stuff. It's getting much more punitive. We just saw that with the Clippers having to let Paul George go. So I think what you're looking at is you're looking at development on the interior. You're looking at guys trying to be more healthy so that they can get out there and play. And I just – look, everyone wants to see the big splash. It just doesn't always work out that way. You have to pick your moments and be aggressive when it does come up and the right situation arises.
Look at what Pat Riley's done to everybody. All those moves through the years. Look at what he's created.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, well, I know, but that's the one team we can count on is the Heat, damn it.
Speaking of one of the moves, LeBron James now carrying the flag for the Olympic team. That kind of nice gesture. What do you think, John? Are you on board with LeBron bringing the flag?
I think it's great. I really do. What a nice tribute for him, and that's a big deal, obviously. And what a crowning way to finish, his Olympic experience up. Although it was looking a little touch and go the other night against South Sudan, wasn't it? I mean,
and then last night against Germany.
But he takes over the games. He's damn near 40 years old. He's taking over the games. All those great players, and he's like, all right, get out of the way. Yeah. I'll make the three. I'll block the shot.
Yeah.
Unbelievable the last couple games.
Might be a little lack of interest playing South Sudan, I would think.
I don't know. They must have some damn good players because they're hanging right there to the very end with a chance. The last two games, Germany as well had a chance to win.
Yeah. Right. Well, it shows you again, you can't just, as talented as the U.S. is, these other teams that are over the last 4 years are playing regularly together in the summer, developing some chemistry, and a lot of them have NBA experience and are playing here in the U.S. in some capacity. So, you know, the rest of the world's caught up in a big way. Look at the players that are regularly the MVP candidates here in the U.S., right, in the NBA. You know, when you look at a Joel Embiid who right. from the Cameroon, you know, Jokic, you know, Antetokounmpo. These are Luka Doncic. I mean, these are all guys that are getting it done and coming from abroad.
Hey, so I got to ask you a question. I was thinking of Jim Phillips, who we all like, and I know you're a big fan of Jim Phillips, who the ACC commissioner. He was. I loved it yesterday. I came in this morning. I said, "Man, what he had to say to everybody. It was nice. It was polite. I don't want to fight with anybody that might be suing us to break us up. But I'm going to fight you the whole way. I'm not giving up." I loved it. He was a little feisty, but he said, "But you're our partners. We're not going to be disrespectful to you, but we're not going to take it." Man, I know everybody's mad about the money. And $20 million difference with the Big Ten SEC to the ACC, I understand. But, man, I sure would like to see this conference just stay together and just get better and see Florida State and Clemson and Miami all really good 1 year with some support from some other schools, the Virginias and the North Carolinas, and let's see what happens. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, it's a great thing. I think everyone was waiting to hear what he was going to say about that. I loved his response too. I thought he just, you know, he showed some grit there with what he said, and he also just said the thing I like that he said too. He goes, look, we're not holding grudges against these teams. We want the student athletes there to get the best experience they can, and you know, look, they're looking for any kind of revenue enhancement. I think they can. I really liked. I don't know if I'm sure you caught this too, where they talked about, look, they're going to start rewarding the teams that are finishing higher, which I think is great. So there is incentive. If you're putting money into your program, you're going to get a higher payout in the distribution if you're winning and finishing at a higher level. So that does create some incentive there. So I like that that's being done, and that, you know, look, he's trying to find, you know, different compromising positions, I'm sure, but there's only so much you can do when your TV contract's locked in the way it is.
Yep, for a long time. Long time, yeah. like it or not, and the SEC and Big Ten are, boy, they took advantage of it and set themselves up. So, John, when you go up there, I know, besides get those free dinners and stuff and get to bond with that whole conference that you were a big part of, like, what?
Come on, that's important.
I started to be a real smartass to you, man. I'm not going to do it.
Of course.
Hey, when you guys are up there, what's the number one goal? I'm always curious when you got that orange jacket and you guys are up there for these different conferences.
Yeah, a lot of it's just networking with different people. We had a dinner last night. We obviously had a great reception area where you get to see a lot of the bowl personnel, some of the other bowls, and kind of compare notes on what they're seeing and what's going on. Some of the ACC people that we get to talk to on a regular basis who really support the commissioner, who are great people. And then we had dinner with a couple of guys who are really forward-thinking and consultants, if you will, who've been involved in some of those in the back room, if you will, of some of the you know, things that are going on, and just trying to hear from them, you know, where they see the direction of everything going, and you know, with the new 12 team playoff format coming this year, it's exciting. We're excited to have a semifinal game. We got an amazing tradition with the Orange Bowl being the second oldest bowl, and just driving so much, you know, of the positive vibe in the economy, and also the youth sports that we do. So, you know, we're just doing whatever we can to try to continue to keep the Orange Bowl out there and make the brand as relevant as possible.
John, it's always great talking to you, my man. Thank you. And during basketball season, you're always great about coming on. We appreciate that as well. And can't wait to see what that's going to look like and get Jimmy Butler into hopefully 70 games or close to it, and see what happens, that we can do that. Because that was the message, right? That was a Pat Riley message. You need everybody to play a little bit more. I don't mind paying money. Just give me some more games, and let's make this regular season. Like you said, hell, you're a handful of games from being a second seed with the Knicks.
Right. Right.
Crazy number.
I think so, Joe. I think so. You know, just continue to get that consistent approach and of getting people out there. And, And look, as hard as this team plays, and with a coach of the quality of Coach Spoelstra, when you give him the weapons on a consistent basis, you know, you're going to get a great result. It's amazing what he's been able to do with, you know, at times a roster where some of your top guys are out and we're still competing and beating the best in the league.
Yeah, we don't know what it's like to see a starting five play together for a few games. That'd be impressive to see. John, thank you. Really appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
All right, take care, John Crotty, a Orange Bowl member.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.